sir.
The evening meal has been over only a little while as we join our friends in the small house halfway up in the next block now. And we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and young Mr. Rush Gook enjoying a season of postprandial ease in the living room. Their serenity is short-lived, however, for Sade has just produced consternation. Listen.
You don't mean to tell me that you want me to be going over there in Holland. Well, it's 190 degrees in the shade, Sade. I'd melt into it. You were joking all the time, weren't you?
Not joking a bit.
You mean to tell me that you'd have me move over there?
Please. Person makes an innocent little remark and fellas jump out of their undershirts screaming like panthers.
Then you were joking.
No.
You're serious when you suggest going over in Donahue's basement and carrying out 2 tons of coal?
It's got to be done, hasn't it?
Mom, tonight's the night the fat businessmen play handball down at the YMCA.
Oh, you don't have to be there, though. I was cute. Before I mentioned the coal, I said, what you going to do this evening, Vic? Mr. Vic said, nothing. I said, you got anything up your sleeve, Rush? Mr. Rush said, no.
A very, very ingenious trap.
Oh, what you say we don't bother going through a lot of talky-talk and stuff? What you say we slip into our overalls and take care of this little job?
Your mother calls moving 2 tons of coal a little job.
You don't have to move at all this evening.
You're too kind, Sadie. Your heart is bigger than a tub. But I can't let you get away with so much generosity. I'll not only move your 2 tons of coal this evening, but I'll also paint the house and shingle the roof.
Some fellas hate work like they hate a snake.
Most fellas hate the idea of lugging coal around on a stifling hot day.
It's not stifling hot now. The cool of the evening set in. Why, I bet if you glance at the thermometer, you'll know... Rush, don't strain yourself fidgeting around. You're not going anyplace.
Fat businessmen are playing handball down at the YM.
Fat businessmen down at the YM never entered your noodle till I mentioned coal.
Fat businessmen down at the
YM. Go fetch you in your father's overalls.
Kiddo, let us leaven our good impulses with common sense. Before we plunge into some rash course of action, let us consider and reflect. Now, you know
Skip
yourself
right.
that...
Overalls?
Yes.
Cellar way?
Yes.
Fat businessmen down at the
Wait, Rush.
What do you mean, wait, Rush? I told him to do something. Scoot, Rush.
Fat businessmen down at the YM are playing handball and...
Wait, Rush. After the mama's given the child a definite order.
Getting back to the subject of Donahue's and their 2 tons of half-wit coal, may I humbly venture the opinion that summertime is no
Let
time
me
to be gotten...
venture an opinion once. They moved away from Virginia Avenue, leaving that lovely pile of coal they couldn't take with them. They said they'd make us a gift of it. Coal is expensive, and here's a monstrous, big, beautiful heap of it we can have for nothing. Shall we let it go?
I'm sure you'll agree with me when I say we're hardly dying for coal in the middle of summer. We've got a long time to wait before the wintry blasts force us to huddle near the furnace and blow our breath on our blue fingers.
You'd wait till next December, huh?
I'd certainly wait till dark days are over. I'd certainly wait
Nick,
until
don't the... you appreciate why we ought to get that coal in our cellar as quick as we can?
No.
2 good, solid reasons.
Mutt and Jeff, I suppose. Oh, heck, kiddo, let's
Two
forget...
2 good, solid reasons.
What are they?
1 is Mr. Erickson may rent his house any minute. If a new family moved in next door and took possession, what could we do? I bet you hadn't thought of that, had you?
No, but I'd...
That's true, isn't it? Could we go over next door in some strange family's basement and start carrying away coal? We could not. Why, the chief of police would be here on his motorcycle so fast it'd make your head swim. And besides that...
My overalls are all wrinkled.
What?
My overalls are all wrinkled.
Oh, how horrible. Now you won't be able to do a lick of work. Person certainly can't accomplish anything with wrinkled overalls. Put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not have any more nonsense. Give your father his.
I don't want mine.
Oh, yes, you do. You'd be black as the 9 of diamonds in 6 seconds if you tried carrying basket loads of coal across the yard wearing
basket
a good...
Basket loads of coal?
Sure.
You propose transporting 2 tons of coal by means of rotten little measly baskets?
I don't know as they're so rotten or measly either. Them market baskets down cellar are substantial and hold a good deal.
Why don't we use teaspoons?
Be slipping them on, Rush.
Here. I got a cavity in my tooth. I'll use that to haul coal in. if disgusting little vulgar market baskets are good enough to
haul.
What
would you use? A team of horses and a wagon? The coal has to be carried from Donahue's basement to our basement. Distance of about 15 feet.
Surely you listen to a reasonable...
Rush, get into them overalls. I'm not going to tell you again.
The handmen playing fatball down at the YM are about
to start... Oh, the handmen playing fatball down at the YM.
I mean the fat men playing handball. Fat men playing handball down at the
get
YM.
Get in them overalls. You too, Vic. Actually, now, don't you think it's a little ridiculous to waste all this time? You got no plans for this evening. All you do would be go sit out in the porch swing. A couple of hours of good wholesome exercise would do you good.
Getting dark. Can't work in the dark.
Drowning man grabbing for straws.
What?
Nothing. You won't have to work in the dark. Soon as it gets dark, you can quit.
You said there was two reasons why it was necessary to hurry up and break my back after a hot, miserable day lugging coal around like a slob of a half-wit hippopotamus.
Yeah, two reasons. One of them is Mr. Erickson might get his house rented any minute. Might get it rented tomorrow. If that happened, we'd be out our lovely 2 tons of coal.
What's the other reason?
The other reason is I'm pretty sure Mr. Erickson is helping himself to that coal himself.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm pretty sure there's not a day goes by but what he don't stop by and get a few chunks and carry them off home in that big satchel of his.
Rather far-fetched, don't you think?
It's Miss Donna who suspects him. She told me yesterday the pile had dwindled something fierce. And don't that sound like him? Why, if he's coming every day and helping himself to a chunk of coal and sneaking it away in his satchel, it won't be very long.
Telephone is ringing.
See who it is, Rush.
Probably Bluetooth Johnson.
Well, if it is, don't get in any long, drawn-out conversations.
He probably wants me to go down to YM and watch the fat men play handball.
Handmen play fatball?
When I said handmen play fatball, I naturally was confused with fat men.
Play handball, yeah. Answer the phone before the party hangs up.
Oh? Hello, Miss Dimbottom. Just fine, thanks.
500?
Yes, yes.
Sure.
Miss Dimbottom, ma'am.
Tell him to come right over.
Well, if you people plan to indulge in cards, why can't I proceed on down to YM and witness
the handmen play fatball. Get out of the way.
Tell him to come right on over.
Be putting on your overalls. Hello there, Third Lieutenant Stanley. No, finished supper ages ago. Just sitting here with our teeth in our mouth. Uh-huh. Why, say, that sounds fine. Sure, the big muckety-muck says wonderful.
Tell him to come right over.
Why don't you do that? We'll be here. Oh, sure. All right, we'll be looking for you, lady. You bet. All right, Ruthie. Goodbye.
You coming right over?
Oh, coming right over. It's not 6:30 yet.
When are they coming?
When they usually come, around 7:45 or kind of halfway in around through there.
Call back and say we'd like to get an early start. Say Victor wants to get up early in the morning, and if it's all the same to them...
Now listen, you boys are going to move that coal.
Oh, you
need to say that you're still
insisting
on making
coal over. Mr. Erickson might get his house rented any second, and we'd be out our lovely heap of coal.
Will you please tell me how I'm going to be loving coal?
Oh,
and
please,
I'd
tell us.
Go down cellar and get the market baskets, and then skip on over to Donahue's.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your overalls, Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your overalls, Vic.
Mm-hmm.
And then run along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lady with lots of responsibility. I've got two little boys to look after and watch over. Two little tiny helpless boys.
Which concludes another brief interlude of the small house halfway up in the next block.